chin, chin. Much too strong. I'm addicted to your chin, chin, chin, chin, chin, chin, chin, chin, chin, chin, chin, chin, chin, chin, chin, chin, chin, chin, chin, chin, chin,
it is indeed that time. It's 10 a.m., 10:04, 34, 35 on Saturday. It's May 30th, the last Saturday of May. So I've decided to make it special for you. I've been talking about the past couple weeks, or maybe even month or two, about having done an interview with former KLSU DJ Stanislav Zabic. And he is now based in Cleveland, and he maintains his show that he started at KLSU 25 years ago. It's called Little Lighthouse, and he used to play on KLSU every Saturday morning, and, you know, we're going to talk about it a little bit, but he told me that he just tuned in one Saturday to see what they had going on, and what do you know? It was The Fuzz. That is what you're listening to, The Fuzz, right now on 91.1. A KLSU Baton Rouge, and he reached out, and we connected, and we got along very well, and we, you know, exchanged some music recommendations and stuff, and eventually we decided to collaborate on this episode. So what you're going to hear today is a mix of conversations between me and Stanislav, as well as some garage rock tracks and psychedelic rock tracks from around the world. We're doing non-Western garage and psychedelic rock with a heavy emphasis on Central and Eastern Europe. A lot of this music is recommendations from Stanislav, a lot of really good stuff. You just heard, obviously, a cover of Chain of Fools by a Czechoslovakian band called Komedy. something like that. A lot of these band names and song names are going to be in like Hungarian or Turkish or Croatian languages that I don't speak. So I'm not going to be reading them all out today as I normally would be, but there will be a playlist up later on after the episode airs. But I'm really excited to air this special episode. And I want to give thanks to Stanislav for sharing his time with me and for being really cool. And I think we're just going to get right into it. You know what I mean? So we're going to start with another song. It's called Gilgamesh by a band called Apaslar from Turkey. And then you'll hear some conversations with me and Stanislav, and we'll go back and forth between some music. And then I'll come back to the microphone live and speak to you all some more in a little bit. But I hope you enjoy. I'm very excited. And if you'd like to call in, the number is 225-578-5578. Otherwise, here we go. I guess we can start talking a little bit about kind of what we're doing here. So we are collaborating on a Garage International episode, playing bands from around the globe, 60s garage bands or maybe revival, garage revival
You mm-hmm. sent me some compilations that were like, you know, 60s rock from Poland or Czech Republic, places like that. You had one from Turkey also. Is that like a hobby that mm-hmm. you do? How'd you get into that?
Well, I like rock and roll music from all lands.
Yeah.
Of course, the U.S. is the origin of it all, but I come from Yugoslavia originally, so I'm accustomed to this sound that you might call foreign.
Yeah.
And so I was always interested in that. Yeah. And when I was a kid, my dad had a compilation of Czechoslovakian garage rock called Beatline, and that sounded really great too. Just as much as Yugoslav, which was native to me, or all the other greats that were in my dad's collection. And then from there, okay, so maybe I can check out some Polish or Hungarian. Mm-hmm. And then back when I was at KLSU, there was this record label called Dionysus Records from L.A. that put together a compilation of Turkish rock called Hamanagila. I sent you that. And that compilation blew my mind. It was just, I didn't expect that. It's very ethnic. You can hear a lot of folklore.
That's cool. But
also very electric, and their folklore is just odd enough so it sounds to us like psychedelic rock.
Yeah.
And so when you put it all together, then it just ends up being really wild. A couple of tracks there are incredible.
So that the Czechoslovakian comp that you mentioned, it was called Beatline?
Yeah. So Czech Republic had a like really interesting 60s. Their whole art scene and their whole political scene also, the ideas on how to organize society in the 60s were really interesting. And so then, you know, in 1968, Soviets didn't like their ideas, so they sent tanks. But they didn't really squish the rock and roll scene from what I can see, because the compilation that I got is from the 1968, and they're similar one from later years. And so they continued that the sort of garage rock was present there. Only a couple of songs maybe have some slight political undertones. Yeah. There's one about the nuclear war called Protsiknuti, so there's that one.
Wow. sám. Dík, těmno se mnou cítí. Vím, že je každý rád. Že tu není sám a že máš ty někoho rád. Že se může klidně spát. A toho se však nikdy nesmí vzát. Oni, oni. Opět cítím, že mám všechno rád. Opět cítím, že se mi chce smát.
There might have been a few reissues throughout the years, but if you look at the 68 original release of that one, actually all of the there's a Czech label called Supraphon, and all of the covers looked exactly the same. It had a big S and then some kind of flowers inside, and whether it's and that's how all of their records in the 60s look like. Okay. It's kind of a generic cover, and then it was typed Beatline. And music from the first Czech Beat Festival, something like that, is the subtitle. Yeah, but it's not live; it's all recordings.
Okay,
and then there's a song I have to carry my weight further down the line. That sounds like something maybe they could also be a little bit political. I don't know, but mostly it's not. There's a lot of covers and so on. And then if you compare that to the Polish rock and roll scene that was absolutely not political at all, but also very cool, I think. And then I don't want to, put some kind of an evaluation to anything, but I really like Yugoslav's scene the best because I know it the best.
Right.
And it was also probably most open towards the West influences because Yugoslavia wasn't a part of the Warsaw Pact.
Mislio sam, kad će doći onaj dan, kad svaki tvoj pogled bude upućen samo meni. Znam. Tvoj je mogao biti svaki čovjek koga si željela i nemoj reći da to nije istina. Samo ti Ja želim te, trebam te ludo Svu ljubav pruži mi ti
Ljubav pruži mi ti
Stotinu puta sam odlučio da pobjegnem od patnji Ali tvoja lažna ljubav bila uvijek jača od mene Da pripaziš na svaki svoj korak Jer ćeš izgubiti najvrednije stvari Jer tebi ne želim priznat Da zadaješ mi bol Ja ne želim priznat Da zadaješ mi Postojiš samo ti Ja želim te, trebam te ludo Svu ljubav pruži mi ti
Ljubav pruži mi ti
otrzymałem twój list, list z daleka. Piszesz, żeby na ciebie już, już nie czekać. Bo ty już kogoś, kogoś tam innego masz, że o mnie myślisz, ale już nie kochasz tak. Tak jak ja,
tak jak ja
kochałem cię,
kochałem cię
jeszcze dziś,
jeszcze dziś,
zanim dostałem twój list. Piszesz, że nie może już być tak jak dawniej. Piszesz, że i ty czekasz dziś, lecz nie na mnie. A ja wiem tylko to, że ty powrócisz tu i będziesz ze mną znów na zawsze już. Dlatego też,
dlatego też
odsyłam ci,
odsyłam ci
twój smutny list,
smutny list,
odsyłam twój smutny list.
I do hope you're enjoying so far. We had a really interesting conversation. Honestly, when Stanislav and I spoke, we spent 2 hours on the phone together, and it just kept flowing. And so it was kind of interesting trying to figure out what do I want to air, what's going to be, you know, interesting. We spent a really long time, like, just talking about the Minutemen, which turned out to be our shared favorite band. And I realized, you know, it, like, if I aired all of that, we'd be narrowing our audience quite a bit, because if you don't care about the Minutemen, then you wouldn't really care. So, you know, some stuff, it's like, okay, that was just this is for us, this is for our, you know, friendship, and then some of this is like, okay, this is good stuff for the radio. As I mentioned earlier, feel free to call in, 225-578-5578. The song you just heard was a Polish song, and it's going to be on the playlist later. And it's called Sad. The translation is like Sad Note or something like that, I think. Coming up, we're going to hear a single from Madagascar, actually. The band's called Les Vikings, because French was one of the national languages, along with Malagasy. I've actually played this song before. It's called Lola Lola, but to me it's just too interesting to pass up on playing it again. So we're going to hear that, and then we'll get into some more of the interview. We're going to first hear a little bit about Stanislav's work with XCSB, a community radio station in Cleveland, and how that came to be. It was formerly WCSB. And also his show, Little Lighthouse. We're going to talk a little bit about music and stuff, obviously. And then it'll kind of just flow from there. As I mentioned, feel free to call in, 225-578-5578. Next Saturday, I'm going to air the second episode of the Instrumental Surf Show, Tiger Beach Freakout. If you have any surf recommendations or requests, feel free to throw my way. The following week will be our next episode of The Fuzz. So that would be, I guess, the 9th? Not the 9th. Something like the 13th will be the next episode of The Fuzz. So if you have any Fuzz requests, also feel free to throw them my way. As a reminder, The Fuzz specializes in freak beat, proto-punk, acid rock, garage rock, psychedelic rock. You know what it is. Okay, here's Lola Lola by Les Vikings, and then some more conversation with Stanislav. Thanks for listening.
I got to catch your part of your jazz show the other day that was like Yugoslav jazz. And so it seems like it kind of, you're not really tied to a specific genre necessarily when you're, you know, exploring and sharing music from former Yugoslavia, right?
No, and not just Yugoslavia, really anywhere.
Yeah.
Like, and my show at the KLSU Little Lighthouse, which I aired first time 25 years ago.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that too. Yeah,
yeah. That was a really wild freeform show where I could just, like, I was just playing whatever I like.
Cool.
And so it's really wild in terms of genre. The reason why I picked a jazz show for this one that you talk about, that was aired on the Cleveland Radio XCSB.
Yeah.
That was because XCSB just started, and there was a station called WCSB that was a student radio station and a community radio station, very similar to KLSU in Louisiana, which was tied to the university called Cleveland State University.
Okay.
And it was a very good, adventurous radio station that was 50 years ongoing. And then the CSU administration decided to just shut them down. And not only that, they sent police at the students. So they shut down the station, called the police. And now students and the community reorganized themselves, and they started XCSB. And then I joined them. Where I'm going with this is that the university replaced their diverse radio station with basically smooth jazz, and so we wanted to make a jazz show, but jazz show that doesn't suck.
Yeah.
And I signed up for it.
Yeah.
And I signed up for it, and I'm not an expert in jazz, but I thought if I put together a jazz show with Yugoslav jazz, no one's going to complain about it. No one's going to say, "Hey, you played something wrong or said something wrong. I can just do whatever I want." So, and I thought it would be interesting to others to hear it.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I thought it was very interesting. I've listened to a couple like Polish jazz funk comps from the 70s. It sort of reminded me of that in a way. I think there is something about just like the perceived exoticism of like, this comes from a part of the world that I'm not like familiar with. But also, every once in a while, it's a song that you know, like you played a version of Caravan. And so, I mean, that's part of the thing of jazz is like every band does the songs a little bit differently or maybe very different. And so every once in a while, there's like a little glimmer of like recognition. But otherwise, it's like you're guaranteed to hear groups and songs that you've never heard before, which is really interesting.
But shouldn't that be the case with rock and roll too?
Yeah.
Think about Minutemen and Double Nickels on the Dime, right? There's a Van Halen cover that doesn't sound anything like Van Halen on it.
And I love that cover too. And there's Dr. Steely Wood, Dan Steely cover. Dan song, yeah.
Yeah. Or they also covered Loudy Mama by Steppenwolf.
And they did CCR, Green River, right?
Right, they did CCR, Don't Look Back. And then that doesn't sound anything like the original.
No, I love that about, I mean, I love the Ain't Talking About Love cover. I mean, there's a live version that's like 45 seconds long or something like that. And I'm like, this is brilliant. Awesome. Yeah.
You know, like you were talking about this Eastern European influences and so on. Mm-hmm. And since I come from that part of the world, from Yugoslavia, and but I was exposed to American and UK and European rock and roll music from day one. But the thing is, you know, when you're growing up in a place like that, especially in during the 70s, where this music is still relatively new, there's only like two different musics. Music that's made at home and it has folklore influences, and the music that comes from somewhere else and it sounds like rock and roll. Yeah. And so there's really like two groups of music. So when I was growing up, that's all I could really distinguish.
That's what I really like. I'm excited about this like international episode is because, you know, when I was first listening to like I would be on YouTube, like looking at, you know, just like garage rock, psychedelic rock, you know, fuzzy singles. And every once in a while, it would throw me something from like just some random country like Paraguay or like Madagascar or something. And I would listen to it, and like the very first time, I was like, "This doesn't sound like garage rock, like as I know it." But it's because of that, like, it's this intermingling of, like, Western rock and roll, but then the rhythms and stylistic influences of, like, whatever Latin American music or, like, Afrobeat or whatever they have going on already when that music from the West kind of gets there. And I realized actually how valuable and interesting that is later on. And so I'm very excited to do this episode.
Yeah, yeah. And I think also part of it also comes from ineptitude. Because, like, if you listen to the track by Camaleone on the Yugoslav compilation, Sunny Cry, that's supposed to be English.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not English. Or Gloria, Gloria, Delfini Gloria, mm-hmm. The Van Morrison song. There's parts where, you know, like, what is he saying?
Yeah, he's just imitating, like, the sounds that he heard on the record that they had, you know, yeah. when they were replicating the song. Yeah, I mean...
Or on the Czech compilation, there's a Respect cover, and he, you know, where they go R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
It's like a
he's
Aretha
actually
Franklin.
Saying...
Yeah.
Will you be sweet to me?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so those little, like, mutations are interesting. Like, sometimes you hear covers of songs and they maybe got the lyrics wrong or something. When I was in high school, me and my brother were doing, like, a two-piece kind of garage punk band, and we used to cover Waiting for the Man by Velvet Underground. And at the end of the song, like, Lou Reed says, like, walk it home to the band. Like, he tells them, like, walk it home. Like, just end the song, you know? Or, like, let's go to the end. Mm-hmm. But we thought that he was saying, like, I'm walking home, like, from the, because in the story, he's, like, telling about, like, waiting for, like, the man, the drug dealer, and then he goes, I'm walking home, or that's what we thought. And so we used to play that song, and then just, like, we would end the song and then just say, like, I'm walking home, like, because we thought that's what it was supposed
very
to be.
Cool. I'm very glad you mentioned this song, because it was very influential for me as well.
Oh, cool.
I basically grew up with that song because it was on a record that my dad owned. And so that song is in my veins.
Yeah, it's an excellent song. And I've played, David Bowie covered it with The Hype, and I've played that a couple of times on The Fuzz before just because of how interesting I thought it was. It's like a very laid-back version of the song. So it sounds like a lot of your music influence might have come from, like, your dad. You mentioned his records a couple of times.
Yeah, yeah. I was he was buying pretty much any record that he could lay his hands on.
Nice.
Especially if it's like rock and roll and things like that. Especially when he started making his own money after high school, and so when I was three, I was sick with meningitis, and then I had to be quarantined for a while, and so the way that he tried to figure out how to entertain me, and so he said, okay, well, here are my records and here's my turntable, and that's how I got, that was my first influence.
Wow.
Then there was also a lot of really good radio shows. When I was growing up, I got a little tape recorder and I was taping stuff off from the radio.
haga del sol oscuridad. Quiero robarle a la vida días que se escapan.
So you mentioned your show was on, it was also on Saturday. It was 8 to 10, and you started in 2001, or 25 years ago. Is that right?
Yeah.
So, and that's the little, that's Little Lighthouse that you're still doing right now, right?
That's right.
Nice. What was your DJ name?
Oh, I didn't have one. Like I was just myself with S. Stanislav Savic. I don't know. I didn't think of a DJ name. I use now Green Tooth. Yeah. And so, yeah, that was the best time of my life, really, that those 4 years at KLSU. Really? I loved that show. Yeah.
It's pretty fun. it's one of the coolest things I've gotten to do for sure is hosting the show. And then it happens every week. Like it didn't just happen once. I get to do it like every weekend. And that's part of the reason I've taken an interest, like, you know, I've been so curious about like what you do now, because you've still maintained this show 25 years later, even like with the rest of your life going on. And so that was like really interesting to me, because, you know, it made me realize like this doesn't have to end, you know, once I graduate LSU or anything like that.
No, it doesn't have to end. But definitely curiosity for music should never die. I mean, you should always be interested in that. But yeah, I mean, I studied mathematics at LSU over in Longfellow, and I was a grad student. There was another guy that was, they took a class with me back in 2000. His name is Rob Rue.
Okay.
And then we started talking about music, and we recognized that we both know a lot about music. And then I realized that he is the one of the executives at the, one of the student executives at KLSU. And either the program director or music director, I'm not sure exactly what it was.
And that's kind of how you got into it, through that guy.
Yeah, and then he said, hey, why don't you come down and do a show? And the rest is history.
So at WCSB in Cleveland, it was, what was the university called?
Cleveland State University.
It was at Cleveland State. And so basically the advisor got replaced, and then the administration just made the decision to shut down the radio station, and they sent police in to the station?
That's right, yeah.
What was the reasoning behind that?
You got it. We still don't know. We still don't know. It's mysterious. There's a veil of secrecy that was going on for months before the takeover, and these documents are not available to the public because they're under a non-disclosure.
Okay.
And so that's one of the contentions, because as far as most of us in Ohio understand, there's a law where public institutions must negotiate in public and not under an NDA. That might even be illegal. So there's a lawsuit going on, which I know very little about, except that there is lawsuit going on. We want this to be known to everyone as a cautionary tale. You know, there's a paper out there, I can forward it to you. Somebody wrote a paper in the maybe 2015, something like that. They analyzed 10 years of college radio stations. Mm-hmm. In 10 years, between 2005 and 2015, 40 radio stations were shut down in a similar way.
So you think it's kind of maybe a little bit of a dying art, the radio lifestyle?
Well, I think of it that it's actually a sign that radio is important still, because why would people fight so hard for radio frequencies if it was so worthless?
Yeah.
I think there's something in it. I mean, somebody has to do a research on it, but I know I love radio.
Yeah.
And I know that there's a lot of young people in their 20s right now, and even younger than that, that are saying, you know, I look at all this social media, that's really too much. What's going on here on the radio? Oh my God, there's some local guys playing cool music, announcing shows, having a good time on the radio station, curating a playlist instead of an algorithm. You have a human doing something for you. And then they turn and they say, they rediscover radio, they rediscover vinyl, they rediscover tapes. All of the stuff that I used to like, and it was the only thing, now they're saying, yeah, there's something very humane and tactile about it. Let's go there.
Egyszeré kaktusz az a lány, aki ma eljön én hozzám. Egy ilyen lányhoz nem lehet nyúlni, mert belém szúr. Egy Il tőlem ne féljen, ha eljön majd én is szólok szépen. Egy cserép kaktusz vagy talán, tudom, de mégis bújj hozzám. Szívedbe látok, már te is várod, hogy szerethess. Nem vagyok rossz, hűl tőlem, ne féljen, ha eljön majd én is szólok szépen. Egy cserép kaktusz vagy talán, tudom, de mégis bújj hozzám. Szívedbe látok, már te is várod, szerethess.
Yeah, what how old are you?
24.
Yeah, wow, yeah, you weren't even born when I started my show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you couldn't listen to me.
No. And maybe from the womb, yeah. Like, you know how some people put headphones on and they play like Beethoven because they want a really smart baby. Like maybe my mom.
Oh,
was
I have to tell
to
you this story.
Yeah,
one of the things I used to do at KLSU was once a year I do a rock quiz.
Okay.
Like a trivia quiz.
Yeah,
and so people would call in. I would work with the producer to get a bunch of prizes to give out to the callers. And then they would compete for the first prize, which is come to the studio and be a guest DJ on my show.
Oh, cool.
And one year, there's this a very soft female voice that just knows everything, just rocks every question.
Yeah.
And she wins. And it turns out she's 12.
Oh, my gosh, really?
Yeah.
And so did she guest DJ?
I'll never forget that. Yeah, she came in with her father and picked a bunch of songs. She was into, at that time, the Detroit music was getting big, you know, White Stripes, Dirt Bombs, that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And so she picked out a lot of that stuff, but she knew a lot of history. And I'm like, did your dad help you? You know, back then you couldn't like really go and Google things.
Yeah.
That quickly, you know.
Yeah.
But did your dad help you with this? And she's like, "No, I know nothing about music. It was all her."
Wow.
I wonder what happened to her.
Summertime. So hush till the baby
are jumping, every captain is high, all your head is witch, and your mama is good looking, so hush little baby, don't you cry,
summertime,
and we will get easy, fish are have jumping door, and it kept me tired. How young that is, which and your mama is good looking. So hush, little baby, baby, baby, don't you cry. Fish are jumping, and they get moves high. Oh, your little switch, and your mama is get lucky. So hush, little baby, baby, baby, don't you cry. Don't you cry, baby, don't you cry. Baby, don't you cry. Baby, don't you cry.
Summer, summertime.
Baby, don't you cry.
Summer, summertime.
Baby, don't you cry.
Summer, summertime.
Ooh.
That was a cover, as I'm sure you could tell, Summertime by the band Opera. They were from Georgia. And I'm not talking about the Bulldogs. I'm talking about the OGGA on the Black Sea over there. Yes. I hope you're enjoying. I'm having a good time. If you'd like to call in, 225-578-5578. Definitely check out Stanislav's show and ongoing projects. His website is littlelighthouse.net. He's a really interesting dude, and we had a really good time talking with each other. Also, a lot of this music is music that he kind of sent my way, or recommended to me, and it's really good stuff. I think this Georgian band I kind of found on my own, but pretty much everything from Poland, Yugoslavia, Czechoslovakia, Turkey, Hungary, he sent me a lot of recommendations regarding that music, and a lot of it is really good, and you're hearing a good amount of it today. It is 11 o'clock here on 91.1 KLSU Baton Rouge. You're listening to The Fuzz. This is Mike the Distortionist. We got an hour left of the show here. We're doing an interview, pre-recorded interview with Stanislav Zabic, who got his start here 25 years ago in 2001, and now he's based in Cleveland. He does work with XCSB Community Radio in Cleveland, and also on his website, littlelighthouse.net. We've had a lot of really good conversations. I mean, we've spoken a little bit about this trend of, college radio shutdowns. He referenced a study. I don't remember if it made it into the part of the interview that got aired, but he referenced a study about from, between 2005 and 2015, there was a certain number of college radio shutdowns. I don't want to try and guess the number because I don't remember precisely, and I don't want to get that wrong. But it is concerning, and now 10 years later, it's still happening. That's what happened at WCSB, and that's why they reorganized into XCSB. I really appreciate him coming on and sharing that story, and also just sharing all this good music and experiences with me, and collaborating on the episode today. I think we're just going to keep on trucking, because that's what we do. We're going to get into some more music and some more conversation. This next song is called 18 Minutes. It translates to 18 Minutes. It's a Czech song. As I mentioned earlier, all of the music today will be posted in a playlist. I'm not going to be able to do it while I'm in the booth, which is usually what I do, but just check the website, LSU Reveille website, an hour or two after the show airs, and it should be up. Okay, Here we go.
Město spí, země dýchá, těžká vůně kaštanů opí bezpečím. Stop! Siluety strašných tvarů svoje tlamy šklebí. Znáte cíl, čas tíká, až mí zbývá jen díl. Bez pěti, bez tří, čas burácí praská a duní a čeká a start. Čtyři, jedna, pět. Město spí, země dýchá. Jenom oči radarů přejíždí po hvězdách. Tam černé body děsných lodí v temné dálce hoří.
Slyšte mě, zákeřný nepřítel nám hrozí strašnou smrt. Zbývá jen pár minut a pak přijde smrt. Všichni pryč z domovů, opusťte byt. Před smrtí ochrání jedině kryt. Především občané, zachovat klid. Matky a děti, vy musíte žít. Vášinky, vášky a děti a kryt. Starci a matky a muži a vojáci. Zbývá jen minuta, zachraňte děti. Zachraňte život.
Aside from, are you involved in any other like programs aside from Little Lighthouse and XCSB?
Yeah, so I made this one jazz program called Brewing Luminous, which is okay. A group of us rotating around. The next one will probably be, I don't know what's going to next show be about. We'll see.
Okay.
And I also make these filler shows that are, which I call On Planet Boredom.
Okay.
And this is where I just like really let myself loose. Like I have a whole hour of crowd rock, an hour dedicated to the recording studio in Painesville, Ohio, called Suma Studio, where, by the way, Farho is recorded from Ohio.
Oh, cool.
And that's the record where I found Mike Watt's address. So that,
oh, nice.
That's another connection.
Yeah.
Circles, everything in life are circles.
Thank you.
I you know, occasionally I do record shops, DJ hours, or a brunch, or some festival, street festival that we have many of here in Cleveland neighborhoods, or a private party. I do that. But that's really plenty, because I also have a day job that takes up a lot of my time.
Yeah.
And so I work in medical imaging.
Okay.
The education that I'm using partially came from LSU. So thanks, LSU.
Yeah.
And my advisor over there, Peter Volansky.
One thing I'm also curious about is I was listening to some of your episodes, and I'm curious how you stay tuned into the underground scenes of other cities. So I understand within your own city, going to local shows and just knowing the artists there and stuff. But one band I'm thinking of is the Montgomery Wards that you played a couple weeks ago. It's this band with 45 listeners on Spotify, and they're from Portland. How do you find stuff like that? And how do you stay tuned in to those underground scenes in cities hundreds or thousands of miles away?
Yeah. So, that's a mystery. I still, a lot of people contact me and give me recommendations.
Yeah.
And I'm on Bandcamp. So on Bandcamp, I follow a bunch of labels, and I follow a bunch of bands. And then this network just starts exploding exponentially as you start building it.
Yeah.
And so I have a semi-automatic way to. When you sign up on Bandcamp, it gives you notifications.
Okay.
And so these notifications came into a mailbox, and from my mailbox, I have a semi-automatic way to compile them into a folder. And then I listen to them while I work, and okay. I take note of the things that I like.
Yeah.
And on the side, and that becomes a playlist. And if something catches my eye a little bit deeper, then I play maybe a few more songs from that album, or a second band a little more often. And then the stuff that I really really like, I go and buy a record itself, and then I spin it in some shows that I do around town and so on.
I was going to ask about that too. When you're listening to music, are you constantly screening for the radio, or do you ever listen just casually again?
I do that too. Yeah. I don't know how I have time for all of that,
yeah.
But that happens too. Yeah. I really like, while I work, I like to tune in. If I don't have enough attention to put together a playlist for from my Bandcamp downloads, then I put on a streaming radio on the internet. And I really like Australian stations, because their nighttime is our daytime.
Oh,
cool. That's where adventurous programming happened. That's why I have a lot of Australian bands in my playlist.
That's a good tip.
Because I'm influenced by that. Yeah. At work, if I'm not in the meeting, I'm playing some music. When I get home, I listen to the music. When I read a book, I listen to the music.
Yeah.
When I go to bed, I listen to the music. It's all the time. It's on all the time. I have my favorite Yugoslav band called Disciplina Teach Me, which is also on that EP with Mike Watt.
Okay.
That band is mind-blowing. It's like they put together so many different things. I keep going back to that band all the time. I love them. It's more than one. Yeah,
yeah.
You're right. It's more than one.
Yeah. söylesem artık yaşamaktan pek yoruldum. Sıkıldım yalnız yaşamaktan, sıkıldım bitmeyen kavgadan, sıkıldım eskiyen dünyadan. Tükendim büyük korkulardan, tükendim her gün ağlamaktan, tükendim hep seni yanmaktan, kaldım bunalımlar karanlığında. İsmi ismi sessiz sessiz gelen kimler gelen kim? En olur mu bunalır bu ümitsizlikleri sonundaysan.
I really am going to focus now as far as the DJing to see how I can help with programming for the XCSB.
Yeah.
And I want to also help with activism because this is not just a program. We're set out to hopefully make a change here within Cleveland in a more substantial way, not just entertainment.
Yeah.
Raising awareness of what's going on with our voices, and I'm also set out, and it's maybe just my ambition, to make this known nationally and internationally, because I really think that that radio needs to be protected.
People might say
I'm gonna keep our love, I love this way,
love this way.
I really love you,
mine.
I really do,
mine.
I love you, I love you, yes I do.
People might say
I'm gonna keep our love, love my way,
love
my
way.
I really love you,
mine.
I really do,
mine.
I love you. I really love you. I really do.
az a men, ki hegy mögé, virág közé, kis kék elepán, mesét mesél, szép gyöngy haján, alszik a fény. Igen,
we got about 35 minutes left on the show here. I do hope you're enjoying. As I mentioned a few times before, if you'd like to call in, the number is 225-578-5578. We have, you know, more clips from the interview coming up and more music. There's some really good stuff in here. The song that just played, I actually meant to play at the end of the show, but I moved it up to postpone the talk break a little bit. So we'll see kind of what we finish off with here. Who knows, you know? I'm kind of not sure yet what we'll play at the very end. But we're going to hear more conversation with Stanislav and some more music. We found another shared interest, the Dead Milkmen, if anyone's a fan of that band. We have a little bit of a conversation about them. Again, just I'm going to continuously give thanks to Stanislav for collaborating and for speaking with me. And I hope this is interesting to you guys. I mean, it certainly is interesting to me. And I've never really done anything like this before. So it was certainly experiential in that way, in just that it was new. And to be honest, the whole thing has made me very excited to continue doing things. And it's an interesting progression for myself, just as well, doing radio was for me unexpected, but a welcome, you know, kind of change and progression of myself as somebody who's interested in music and media and conversation and culture. And then getting connected with Stanislav was, you know, very exciting. And it just makes me excited to continue doing things in general, if that makes sense, whatever they be. And I think I don't know if I kind of already mentioned it in the interview, but I said something about, you know, just being excited to kind of cultivate a community and get involved in the radio world. So it's been really cool, and I hope you guys are interested in what's happening here. We're going to continue on with some more conversation, and then you'll hear some more music and things like that. Again, feel free to call in 225-578-5578. Next Saturday is the 6th. The 6th. And I don't know, that's a weird word to say, the 6th. That's going to be a surf show. If you have surf recommendations, send them my way. The following Saturday, the 13th, will be our next episode of The Fuzz. But let's continue here with Stanislav.
Yeah, so after I moved to Cleveland, I stopped looking for an opportunity to be on the radio. And I actually parked a little lighthouse. I didn't want to do it again. But then some guys in Zagreb in Croatia were opening a radio station, and they called me up and said, hey, do you want to do it? And then I started, and I restarted Little Lighthouse as a podcast. But I wasn't looking for an active place to be on the radio here in Cleveland. But when I moved to Cleveland, I tuned into WCSB, and I really liked what they were doing, and I was a listener.
Okay.
But it was a community radio station, which means that they were very open to guests and things like that. So I was a guest there a few times.
Cool.
Most notably in 2013, when they had a Halloween ball, the Dead Milkmen were playing in town.
Oh, my gosh.
And then the power went out.
Oh, wow. Did you tell me about this?
Just before their show. I don't know. Maybe I did.
Wow.
The power went out. And I'm friends with Dead Milkmen. That's another big, long story. But how I befriended them. And it's not a very happy story. But I'm very proud about it. And the power went out, and then it's like there was an idea, let's put them on the radio. And I showed them how to get there. And so basically me and my wife at that time, we drove them over to the radio, and they got in and then did the live show on the radio. And that's when I first set my first foot for the first time at the WCSB.
That's one of the best live shows I've ever been to, was when I saw Dead Milkmen. Just so much fun. They were so much fun.
Yeah, they're so much fun. Yeah, I can now tell you quickly a story. My ex-wife was a student in Indiana University.
Okay.
And she took a class together with the original bass player of Dead Milkmen, Dave Blood. They were studying Serbo-Croatian language and Yugoslav culture, and then in 1998, they both ended up at my place. At that time, I was still living in Yugoslavia, and we became really close friends. Of course, I fell in love with the girl, and with Dave Blood, I became really close friend. And unfortunately, then later on in 2004, Dave Blood committed suicide. And that's a big loss to all of us who know him. And I was not close with the Dead Milkmen, but after his passing, I became close with Joe, the guitar player, and we keep in touch intermittently. We saw each other when they were in Cleveland just a few months ago. David is one of the most beautiful people I ever knew in my life. And he never felt like a celebrity to me. He was a brother I never had.
That's awesome.
I have a sister, but he was a brother to me. And we became very close, and I will always love him.
Yeah.
So you mentioned like knowing Dead Milkmen and then also like having that record dedicated to you by Mike Watt. Like, how are those connected in any way, or did you just happen to connect with like Mike Watt and then also these guys from Minutemen, David Skoltes and Joe?
Yeah, my connection with Mike Watt goes back even before that. So I told you that between the elementary school and high school, that summer is when I discovered what we used to call New American Rock, but now it's called like underground punk rock,
yeah,
or something like that. The SST scene and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
And I started listening to that, getting all the records and so on, and I accumulated a pretty good batch. And then the war started in my country, and especially in my town. And so one day when it was particularly bad, the shelling was going on, and my sister and I had to hide. And we discovered that playing punk rock music really loud is actually pretty good for morals during that time. And so we were playing this, and we said, this is so cool. We should write to every band.
Wow.
That we're listening, that we're doing this. But then we realized that the only band that put their address on their record was Mike Watt's band, Firehose.
Yeah.
And he was the only crazy one enough to put his own address in the back. Actually, it was a P.O. box, but
yeah,
it was an address. And he said, please write. And so we did. We wrote him a letter about this. And even though it was a war situation, it wasn't still that bad. The post was going. And a couple of weeks after, a letter, an answer from him. But he wrote us a physical letter about this. And then so throughout the 90s, he and I exchanged a bunch of letters.
Wow.
And and then in 97, he had a show in Vienna.
Okay.
Oh, but his letters were so good. You know, like he would say, oh, I'm sitting in a room with Jay Maskey. We're producing our record, and I'm writing to you.
Wow.
And I'm like, you can imagine how mind-blowing that was.
Yeah.
And to me. And so in 91, he came to Vienna with his band to promote this Contemplating the Engine Room opera.
Yeah.
And I went and hitchhiked all the way to Vienna, and I met him, and we exchanged some bear hugs.
Yep.
We were sitting and talking, and there was also a bunch of other listeners, geek goers, as he says. And we all had a really such a good time. And then in Baton Rouge, when he was passing through Baton Rouge and playing with Fog, which was at that time a Jay Maskey's band.
Mm-hmm.
He stayed actually at my place.
Oh, cool.
And we became friends. We're still friends. We exchange emails every now and then, no longer snail mail, but just email. And I shoot him music I like every now and then. He's really interested in music from Yugoslavia or these countries that now, whatever is left of it. And so at one point I introduced him to a couple of bands, and he decided to make an EP where everyone's playing each other's songs.
Yeah.
And so that was this Bob Pedro EP that he said I am inspired. But he did all the hard work. He got in touch with bands Meloman from Zagreb,
mm-hmm.
Vasco from Skopje, and Disciplina Kičme from Belgrade, and then Watt with Jerry Trebotich and Pete Mazich from San Pedro.
Yeah.
They did a band, Second Man. And they recovered each other's songs. That was that EP. That's a beautiful EP.
I saw Mike Watt playing with the Second Man at MacArthur Park in Los Angeles when I was like 17. And it was 2 days after I lost my brother. Like Minutemen was like, you know, Double Nickels on the Dime was like our Bible, basically. And so I was trying to get him to come to the show with me to come see Mike Watt. And so I ended up out there with some of my friends instead. And I was like 17 years old. Once the show ended, my buddy Zach, like we were just standing around, and he just like put both his hands on my shoulders and started pushing me in this direction, and I didn't know what he was doing. And then I realized he was like pushing me towards Mike Watt, and I was like, "Don't do that! Like, I don't want to bother this guy." And then I was in front of him, and he was like wearing this raincoat, and he was like looking at me, and I'm like stammering, and I just told him like, you know, like, dude, my brother just died. Like, that was the only thing I could say to him, because it was, I don't know, I was just so overwhelmed. And he gave me one of those bear hugs that you're talking about. Like, he just like didn't say anything. And I did get to see him again when he came through Baton Rouge recently. Forgot what it's called. But he just came through.
MSSD?
Yes. Yeah. I did not talk to him. I just watched him play. But I saw him again. Yeah.
My sister wrote a book in the 90s.
Okay.
And she took a couple of lyrics as a motive as a quotation on the beginning of the book. But she picked, so when you read the lyrics of the or that are printed on the sheet, on the cover.
Yeah.
And when you listen to the lyrics, there's like a small part where it doesn't match, and that's what she picked.
Oh yeah.
To me. That was her book from the 90s, which you can't find right here. It's written in the Serbo-Croatian language. It's called In a Lifetime. And actually, the last song about that in that book is about Dee Boon.
Oh, wow.
And the last story I wanted to say. Yeah. Did I say song or story?
You said story.
Yeah, it's story. But she put it together like an album anyway.
Wow.
But that's the closing, and that story is actually was for years on Mike Watt's website, so I think it's on the Hoot page. Cool. It might be still there.
Yeah.
So that one is translated into English, probably poorly, because my sister did it before she moved to the U.S.
Yeah.
And then she writes a lot of poetry. She lives in Chicago.
Okay.
And recently she put out a really good memoir of our wartime days called Broken Records.
Broken Records?
Because we had a collection of records in high school that was destroyed in the war. And so that's one of the reasons why it's called Broken Records, but it's also fragmented. There's no clear storytelling in the book, so it's very fragmented. So that's also like broken records of my memory, right? and so it has this kind of a double meaning.
Yeah.
I wasn't playing, like, when I was at LSU, the show wasn't that much different than what I do now, but I played a lot of old stuff.
Yeah.
And I would dig into the 60s music a lot. And, you know, that was the time when Nuggets, second Nuggets came out.
Yeah.
You know, the Nuggets. The first one was reissued as a 4 CD, and then another 4 CD came out as a second Nuggets. And that was really great. Dionysus Records was reissuing a lot. Rhino was reissuing a lot, and then all these bands like Back from the Grave and all this stuff.
Big was, Beat Records or something does some comps now, I think.
Yeah. Crypto, you know, all this stuff was coming out with these reissues, and so I was interested in that. So there was a lot of 60s music in my show too. I didn't realize how much in common we have, way more than I thought. You know, now it all makes sense. Like, you know, with the first time I heard your show, sometimes I tune into KLC. That's, you know, you were asking me about the radio. So sometimes I go through all the stations that were important for me in my past. And at one point, hey, what's going on at LSU? I forgot the time difference and so on, what it was. And I said, this is about the time. Let's see what they're playing now on Saturdays. And then I hear all this cool 60s rock, and then a couple of shows later, I decided to call you and say hi.
Yeah, I'm glad you did. I mean, this is not only have I been excited to kind of connect so that we could collaborate and also talk about your show and your 25-year anniversary of Little Lighthouse and stuff like that, and kind of have this like legacy DJ moment, but also like just for me personally, I was super interested. And like I said, kind of interested in maybe cultivating that like radio community and, you know, other people with similar musical interests and stuff.
It's just so cool to be on 91.1 again.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's good. It's like, you know, you said earlier, like life is a circle, like things are just, you know, kind of coming back on top of themselves.
Thank you.
But I really appreciate you getting connected and your willingness to collaborate and participate in the show. And I'm definitely interested in continuing to collaborate in whatever form that looks like in the future.
The pleasure is all mine, and I honestly couldn't imagine a better way to celebrate 25 years than to come back on 91.1 or you know, enjoying this great group of people at XCSB. A friend of mine asked me, who was celebrating 40 years on the radio? He asked me, hey, what are you going to do for 25 years? And I was like, probably nothing.
Yeah.
And like all of this stuff started happening this year, XCSB and now interview with you. And, you know, I'm really glad that you know, you're interested in this tradition, the little tradition, or the part of the really long tradition of KLSU that I contributed to, you know. And as someone who was going there on Saturday mornings from 8 to 10, my influence on like a daily type of business that was going on at KLSU was almost nothing.
Yeah.
And plus, I was a student. Most other people were undergrads. And so, you know, but still, you know, I'd like to think that still there's maybe someone out there who remembers my show.
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe they'll call in.
We'll see. I'm not holding my breath, but that's good.
Okay, just hopping in real quick to thank everybody for listening and to thank Stanislav again. Some of the clips and stuff got a little reorganized towards the end here. I was a little over time, so I think I took out a song, but we got the bulk of it. I really appreciate you all for listening. It's 12 o'clock. You're listening to 91.1 KLSU. I'm going to turn you over to the automated system, but I'll be here next Saturday for the Instrumental Surf Show, Tiger Beach Freakout, and the following Saturday for the next episode of The Fuzz. Thank you. Enjoy your Saturday.